foe in love. And here we go.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. He told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show. And we're here with you from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Tonight, 8 to 9, is an intense Bible study, as I do Tuesday through Friday. And Monday night, that was last night, 9 to 11, I did something a little different than I normally do. I talked about personal defense, how to protect your children, you know, little unimportant things like that, you know. How to teach your child how to protect themselves, even they're 3 years old, to 7, 8, 12, what to do. You know, little things like that, you know. But we're all so busy these days, it's, we'll get around to it. You want to get around to it? Get you an index card out. Draw a circle in it with a pen or a pencil or some kind of something or another. Some writing tool, and in the little circle on the index card, in the little circle, you write in capital letters, T-U-I-T. It spells to it. So, what you have in front of you is a round to it. So, there's your round to it. Now, get down and get with it. Start learning something. Get away from the stupid TV. Get away from golf, a most ridiculous game. You hit a little old ball, a little old hole. You go to the next little old ball, a little old hole, and just keep going. You talk business. Okay, fine. But when you're done, what have you got really? A contract? It could be lost in a heartbeat. What have you got really? It's always temporary, isn't it? It's always temporary. There's no exception. It's always temporary. You're under control. You have other things to do besides worrying about your future. I got my future planned. I've got a KO. I got a 401k. You have that 401k. You have your gold in Switzerland. You bought all this and all that until they crash it and you have zip. You ever think about that? You know that's illegal. When they declare martial law, you have no gold. And when you have it in your bed, under your bed, or in your wall, like they did in the Depression, what are you going to do with it when it's illegal to sell? It's contraband? That's what FDR did. It's what they're all going to do. They say, well, it's illegal to do this, do that. They'll declare it illegal. Well, that's going to happen. Well, I'm a sovereign citizen. I got this piece of paper. I got this piece of paper that shows I'm a sovereign citizen. Well, I got a newspaper here that I can read that's worth about as much as your piece of paper calling you a sovereign citizen. You spent how much money with a lawyer or something? Or you say, well, I did it myself. Okay. So you did it yourself. You got this sovereign citizen in court, and you are a sovereign citizen. No longer capital letters on your birth certificate and whatever. I want you to tell that to the Spetsnaz when they declare martial law, and you carry that little piece of paper that says you're a sovereign citizen of what? The colony of America? We're a colony. That's reality, judges, lawyers, and you're liars because you don't tell the people that, do you? No, you don't, cowards, because you've taken a blood oath to lie to the American public because you're a Freemason at the highest level. And you lie to your own Freemason brotherhood, don't you? You're darn right you do. You lie to your families, don't you? Yes, you do. That can't be right. But you're a sovereign citizen. You tell that to the Chinese when they come in. They're already here. Since 1990, they had the military, Chinese military here. As a matter of fact, they have sovereign Chinese territory in 290 areas in America called foreign trade zones. They own. And yet we're going to World War III with them? And Russia, they've got Russian Spetsnaz all through the United States and Canada. And yet we're going to World War III with them? Like Christmas, not a peep in the house, not even a mouse or something like that. Something's a little odd there. And Clinton, Chinagate, working with the Chinese. Isn't he working with the enemy? Trade with the enemy, something another like that. So, isn't that something treasonous or something another like that? Not reasonous, treasonous. Yeah. But nobody cares because they have a game of golf at Hilton Head. So what I shall worry about it? You watch. You say you're a sovereign citizen. You have a 7.62 hole in the middle of your chest. Not a problem. Well, I'm not being over the edge. That's exactly what will happen. Because they don't give a hoot about sovereign citizen. Constitution which doesn't exist anyway. Bill of Rights? There's no such thing. It's been a facade throughout our history. It's a facade. You need to know what you're dealing with in this colony we call America. These are facts that they're not telling you from Harvard because they're under a blood oath not to. They're blood oath to lie. Yep, I hit the ground running. Yesterday was slow. Today, not slow. Not slow today. No. Dempsey, some general, probably sold his soul to the devil too, Joint Chief of Staff. Boy, I called that one right. I just grabbed the paper just now. Well, looky here. Joint Chief's Chairman. Oh, man, I got this down pat, don't I? Joint Chief's Chairman, General Martin Dempsey Doodle, said Monday he believes Islamic State is still more original threat. Really? Since the Joint Chief of Staff is connected to the Illuminati by the Council of Foreign Relations and briefs the enemy, that makes him a traitor, doesn't it? Oh, absolutely. I wonder if he's a Knights of Malta or Knights of Columbus member. That means he's against America. That also means that he says we will act if the Vatican-controlled Islamic group threatens the United States. You heard me right. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. We helped set up jihad. CIA did. Well, I'm not CIA. I'm just saying we Americans or whatever. Well, I should rephrase that, shouldn't I? CIA helped Mossad, Saudi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Pakistani intelligence, ISI, all working together like one little happy marshmallow roasting family to move the jihad of 10,000 Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, if you want to call them that, from Afghanistan when they finished with the Russians and the Russians working together, KGB with CIA. They all work together like a reality show. And so they pull out on cue after they sacrifice their own Russian soldiers for 10 years in their Vietnam. The Ginsburg in Russia would sacrifice their own mothers and daughters. And so they pull out of Afghanistan on cue. And then the groups I just mentioned, intelligence agencies, moved 10,000 Mujahideen as it is launched from Afghanistan into Bosnia to go after the Serbian Orthodox Christians to start the killing. Now, Milosevic, working with them, he's a Freemason, was, and his Red Berets, working with the Illuminati, did their part as orchestrated. And you know the rest of the story. I was in Kosovo 5 years. I learned a lot of stuff there. We trained Milosevic in New York. He did. In the 80s, made him into a banker. The banker was a cover story. CIA trained that boy. Sent him backpacking to Serbia to become president as appointed to set up this attack in the Bosnia, Kosovo, Herzegovina. Then you know the rest of the story. You see. Family, all this is prescripted, just like a reality show on TV. Perfectly. Every single war that we've ever had is prescripted, controlled, the winner already determined. Any little fallbacks is fixed, assassinations completed, and the wars are set to continue while they allow our soldiers fight other soldiers, massacres on both sides, and both sides not knowing they're being used as pawns. I take this to a whole different level. So this General Dempsey, Dula, is another traitor, just like Wesley Clark, Jared Boykin, and the rest of them, because they belong to secret societies, pretending to be patriots. So you, militia, you have no friends in D.C. They're going to set you up, and they're going to take you out, like they tried to do with General Butler. Like they've always used us Marines. Oh, yeah, I've been a Marine before, 12 years, infantry, back in the day. We've been used as cannon fodder ever since. General Butler, Wesley, General Smedley D. Butler, retired, 1931, 32. Read it. War is a racket. You don't believe me? Fine. Well, how about a Major General in the Marine Corps? 3 Medal of Honors. He turned one down because he didn't feel he deserved it. That's honesty for you. Generals today write up their own Bronze Star. They write up their own Purple Heart. They write their own just to get it on the record. But back then was real men, real generals, real warriors. Not today, they're powder puff like Clark. Belong to secret societies, traitors, everyone. The good ones are taken out, which I'll talk about today. One in particular that seems to have resurfaced. Dempsey knows about the Islamic group because they control the Islamic group. That's my point. They act as if we will act, what he's saying, because of this false flag that we're going to present, then we're going to act if the Islamic group threatens the United States as orchestrated by us. There's the headline, which should read. Oh, yeah. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Since I started a little slow today, we'll pick up the steam later. Today, we're going to talk about more goals of the Illuminati, how they really operate, as I started yesterday. We'll continue on today with real-world examples. Lord, we thank you today, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, down the cross for our sins, that, Lord, we may live through eternity with him. Lord, we call upon you to bring us the Holy Spirit, to put the Holy Spirit before, protect us with the blood of Jesus. Father, as we carry out your word, and thy will be done, and not our own. Father, if the time comes that we're to come home, Lord, bring us on. Father, forgive us of our sins as we present them before you, and keep us, Father, away from that nature we used to have, to point us in the right path and convict us when we fall away. Father, we pray for our veterans today, that, Father, they're being targeted from within. And, Lord, we need some awareness brought up, some way a connection or divine appointments are made somehow on a massive level to demonstrate, to explain, somehow to show them, Lord, the reasons for these suicides of 26 per day. Father, they don't know they're being attacked from within their own country. Father, to silence those voices in their head and send that technology back to the orchestrators, back to the ones that plan this technology, to send it back to them and destroy their methods of use, their methods of technique, their equipment, Father, you can with your Holy Spirit. Cause them derision and destroy their technology. Send it back through the pipes they send it from. Lord, we call upon you to protect the children that are being sought after for these sacrifices for their god Moloch, Satan, and the fallen angels to bring them into this realm. Lord, that you shut down their portals and expose the Wicca for who and what they are. And Father, to shut down their invocations, to shut down their groups, their prayer circles, to make them null and void. Father, to take away their sacrifices and cause them to fail. Lord, to disrupt, take away the sacrifices and festivals of Burning Man and all these other Wesak, all these festivals, Lord, to shut them down, that Satan will have no place to go. Lord, to spread your Holy Spirit around, to have a rising and a touch of your holy word to all the hearts, that, Father, the will be able to witness to others in our realm, in our circle, in our groups and divine appointments. Give us the strength to turn away from temptation, Lord, and guide us in the right path. We pray for courage to come out of the churches today, for the preachers to preach the truth, and Father, to turn their congregations around and expose those methods used by Satan to pull people away. Father, we need the Holy Spirit power to do this, and anointing to come down. And Father, in these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So when I read these articles, family, I see this article, Dempsey, General Martin Dempsey, Joint Chiefs Chairman. What strikes in my head is a list of names, numbers, of those that belong to the Council of Foreign Relations in 1993-94, during the period of time when Clinton was appointed as president, not elected, then never elected, you think they are, but they're never elected. They're always appointed. Your trip to the voting booth is null and void. They don't tell you that, do they? It's a fact. The president is always appointed, according to FDR, his own quote. He confirms that presidents are appointed, never elected. Facade, and the whole nation is fooled into thinking that an election process works. You forget about Electoral College. It always confused me when I was into this, thinking the country told the truth and all that. But they don't. They're secret society members. The ritual of election is facade. It's a big lie. Curtis, as a computer programmer, under testimony, confirmed back in the days when Bush became president against his Kerry cousin. Oh, yeah, they're cousins. Blood cousins, by the way. That in Florida, they almost got caught with a computer program that determines results. He confirms it. And then you find out all the presidents in our history, except for Van Buren, are all bloodline cousins of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip. They're all bloodline cousins of blue bloodline. Oh, we're all kin to somebody. No. They have a blood type that you and I do not have. A Merovingian bloodline. They got a DNA that you won't find in other humans. That's a fact. It's called blue bloodline. Merovingian bloodline. David Icke is a fraud. However, so is Jordan Maxwell. He is not a Christian. However, just like all the other Illuminati, they will tell you 70-80% truth. They have to. But they'll lie or misdirect or redirect the other 20-30%. That's how they do it. Operation Mockingbird. Jordan Maxwell was a mentor to David Icke, soccer player. He brought him in because he's famous. That's how they do it. They take famous people. Once they become famous and trusted, they use that. They sign their name literally in blood to Lucifer. And they have given their life to Satan. Literally. For example, I have to play this for new people if they're listening.
I had to ask some friends.
Melissa Ford.
A lot about her, and so they told me.
Just a small example.
Who she was and what she was doing, and I come from the school of thought. There's just some things that the public just know. You know what I'm saying? Like things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl. I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way, and I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized. Like, whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there. Like, sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like, you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like, that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
Now, she's representative of all of them that are famous in Hollywood. Debbie Gibson was a born-again Christian. She never signed her name in blood to the devil like Lady Gaga and all the rest of them. Consequently, she never made it like everybody else did. This is a rule, not exception. And this includes those Freemasons in sports, acting, movies, and so forth. You see, this is the rule. This is not an exception. This is how it really works. And to control those like General Dempsey, they take a blood oath with Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, some secret society. They got it covered in every area. So, back to my point. The Council of Foreign Relations, as I've talked about so many times, and I've played these tapes, the recordings of Hillary Clinton and talking about Cheney admitting he's a director, former director at one time at Council of Foreign Relations. You've all heard this dozens of times in my program. I use those over and over to make a point. So it comes from not only my mouth, but other people, including themselves. I'm not going to play it right now. Some of y'all got it memorized. The Council of Foreign Relations, formed by the Rockefellers in 1921, that is the Illuminati. Okay, here's my second point. The second point is that 1993, 94, 95 time frame, I have listed here, not the names exactly, but I've got the numbers of the U.S. military personnel that were members of the Illuminati during the days of Clinton. Nothing's changed before, nothing's changed after, except maybe added numbers. In the U.S. military, you had 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department, members of the Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati, Luciferians, and you had 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff, members of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, the Luciferians. And I certainly would think the Joint Chief of Staff Chairman is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Council of Foreign Relations is blamed for starting World War II and the Korean War. All those dead soldiers of World War II, all the dead soldiers and Marines and all in Korean War, you understand the impact of what I'm saying here? Is caused by the Council of Foreign Relations. Chicago Tribune, 1950, article said, I quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War," unquote. So how come nobody's shutting it down when it was made out public? How come you don't shut it down? Because they control it. That's why. Paul Rykoff is a former military veteran. That would be veteran. Is heading a group that's there to help our veterans curb the number of suicides that's happening, 20 to 26 per day. And it's done nothing but increase for the past 6 years. Paul Rykoff is a working, hard-working member of the Council of Foreign Relations. How come he's not kicked out and somebody that's not a member of the Council of Foreign Relations leading this group? Because nobody knows. Nobody understands. They don't see he works for the enemy by design. There was a press conference thing, whatever the heck they do, and he had a couple of the high-ranking House Majority Leaders and all this speaking on TV. Guess who stood behind several of them? Paul Rykoff. He's right there with them. Brown nose in the butt, right there, with the Council of Foreign Relations. No, they're there to slow down the process, to make sure as many veterans die as possible, to set up the North American Union so that our veterans will not be an effective fighting force against the intrusion of the foreign troops already here. I never was good at politically correctness. That's why. And the Chinese have already been allowed to move in since Clinton, Look up Chinagate. Do it now. Chinagate. Billy Bob Clinton and Hillary. Letting the Chinese come through Costco. Long Beach Naval Base. They shut down bases, didn't they? It's just a budget and all that. They didn't budget nothing. He increased the budget and didn't tell you. He's a liar. They closed down bases so he could put foreign troops there. Jimmy Bob Carter, peanut farmer, should have stayed there. Non-Christian, Luciferian, promulgator of Global 2000, the continuing plan for depopulation of America, in other words, to murder you all by unseemly ways, to carry on the same process that was set up by Alexander Haig and Kissinger called NSSM 200, a depopulation plan, owned by control by the Tavistock, and Club of Rome. Depopulation. I'm sorry. That's politically correct. No. Mass murder is the actual word for it. Depopulation is a politically correct term for mass murder of all Americans. And world based on orchestrated famine. Now, you understand what I'm talking about here? And yet we let it happen. But we must not miss the tee-off on the weekend at Hilton Head. When they say, forward! Here comes that old golf ball. It'd be a pain in the butt to hunt that darn thing down. They come, they'll put a microchip on it. If you're really bad, wouldn't that be neat? Put some kind of microchip in a little old golf ball. Wouldn't that be funny if you could hack into it and make that ball do all kinds of funny things? I'd be the first one to do that if I could. Smart golf ball. Hack into it. Watch it do left and right and up and down and stop midair and drop down. I'm silly because I'm getting ticked off. People just let it happen. Harlington. Arlington is full of our soldiers, Marines, because of these secret society members, are self-serving, low-life, low-crawling, blood-letting individuals, and we allow it to happen. There are generals, congressmen, CEOs, queens, kings. What they don't realize, though, and this is a promise, not coming from me, but it comes from the Illuminati. And also is told to us by the Bible, Psalms 34:21, confirms. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of Learned of Zion, confirm. That's an Illuminati document that is a plan for world government, that was set up May the 1st. 1776. Put into play in July 1782 at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad when the Illuminati took over control of the Freemasons at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. Surprise, surprise. They've controlled it ever since. One generation carrying itself to the next. Because they want total control of Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, all of them. You know why? As briefed in several lectures between 1873 and 1901, several lectures, including Chapter 15 of the Protocols, confirm that they're going to execute all who know too much of the secret societies. And the next step, all others, Freemasons, they mentioned specifically, will, quote, die as if by some illness. unquote. When they're done with you, they are going to kill you. And when you die, you are going to hell because you're under a blood oath. God, it don't matter what good deeds you've done, don't matter how many hospitals you helped, it don't matter how many people that's sick and wounded and all this you've helped them financially, it means nothing. Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, good deeds are as filthy as rags. If you're not born again, and when you become born again, and the Spirit convicts your soul, you then will realize you have to renounce the blood oath of Freemasonry. The Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, you will renounce that blood oath. Look it up as I'm speaking. This is important because you have cursed your family when you took that blood oath. All the good deeds in the world don't matter a hill of beans. Matter of fact, it works against you. Your good deeds are for naught because you've taken a blood oath to kill and lie and cheat. You better wake up. Wives, you better get your husband out of there. If you don't believe me, you better look it up. But I'll lose my career. Really, you'll lose your career? You're going to lose your rear in heaven if you don't. If you don't believe in the supernatural, why in the dickens you go to church in the first place? Just look good. If you believe in God, you better read his word because he's going to stand by it. He's the one that brought it to us to warn us about it because he loves you. But you have a just God, and he will punish when you turn away from him. He has no choice. That's something God can't stop because that's something God set up. God's not going to go back on his word. Hell was not created for mankind. Hell, God wouldn't create mankind just to put you in hell. But God is just God. When you sin, there's a punishment. And he established that punishment is eternal. You have perfect life. Eternal life is perfect. It's eternal. But you also have perfect death. That means you don't die. You live in punishment. That's not good. Because eternity is a whole lot longer than 80 years or 90 years old. Let me tell you, it doesn't stop. It's eternal. Family, this is coming around to it here. Anyway, back to the Illuminati. The goal of this thing in your life when you're born is just that, to keep you distracted. In all kinds of ways. I mean, I listed them yesterday, and I just barely scratched the surface. Today, I'm going to show you, talk about specific ways they do it on a mass scale and individually. Demons are real. Fallen angels are real. There's no such thing as aliens. That's almost silly. They're fallen angels, and they take physical shape form. They can manipulate their form. They can change their shape. Now, I'm not going to go into it right now. I'm working up a presentation for it later. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but they use alchemy. The Freemasons, the highest level, one-third of the 33rd degrees even, know the royal secrets of magic, of alchemy, particle manipulation, vibration, frequencies, etc., etc. It's all physics. When they contact and move in with the supernatural, it works. But it's temporary. And it will damn their soul because you get pulled into it. The problem with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, secret societies, witchcraft, etc., is they're being lied to that they're going to receive sainthood or be a goddess or be a warlock or something. They're going to have power for... They actually believe this because they're shown power. They're shown the alchemy. They can manipulate energy. It gives them power in their own self, but it's only temporary. It's like taking gunpowder, taking a match and striking it, throwing it on there. Wow, look at that. What happens to it? It's gone. It's no more, and you can't even reignite it. That's exactly what your physical life is. But when your body goes like the gunpowder, it dies. Your soul goes to heaven or it goes to hell. There's no in between. You don't haunt Starbucks or go back to your house and float around in the air. None of that stuff. You go to absent from the body, it's present with the Lord. That's if you're born again, all other conditions met. If you're not born again, absent from the body, not born again, there's a block there. You're not going through it. There's only one direction you're going to go because you choose it. Eternal hell and torment, because there's nothing else but there, that, but down there, in that other dimension. Your energy source, your soul, does not die. It continues on. And there's a time coming called the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, for those who are born again, is a judgment seat of Christ. When you become born again, you've taken Jesus as your Savior. Everything from everything after that, before that, is forgiven, forgotten. Then you're judged on what you did from that point on and what you were given. I'm going to explain that later on this week. But if you're not born again, or even fooled into thinking you are, the Bible tells you clearly. That's why they're after the King James Bible, get rid of it. The Bible tells you clearly. And you're not born again. And you die in your sin. You're going to hell. People aren't telling you that. Osteen, Billy Graham, the rest of them. They used to, but they don't anymore because they're now activated. And when you're in hell, there's a time coming after the 1,000 years. Look it up. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. No, the great white throne judgment. Look it up. Now, the Freemasons, oh, this is so evil and clever, though. The Freemasons are told everybody goes through the great white throne judgment. That's a lie. They don't tell you about the judgment seat of Christ. No. Because they say everybody goes through the great white throne judgment at the end of the 1,000 years. You know why? Because those are the ones that looked at your good deeds then. And there's different levels of hell and torment. It's like saying, well, different degrees of being burned. Which degree of burning do you like? Well, first degree, second, or third? Well, I don't want none of them. Well, you're going to get one of them. It's the same thing. I just now thought of that. It's the same thing, family. Don't play with this darn thing. Don't play with it. It's permanent. This is serious. And everything around us is taking your mind off of what we're talking about today. Everything. Education, but you've heard me mention it many times. And this is provable. I have evidence out the yin-yang. So is other people. But the great white throne judgment, you're jerked out of hell long enough for God to judge you. How he does that, I don't know. That's God's business, but he does. Jesus will judge you. He's no longer your advocate. Now, those that have taken Jesus as Savior, they're part of the saints. But you're judged at the great white. Every single human being that's ever lived on this planet will be judged in the great white throne judgment. But guess who's going to be absent? Those that accepted Jesus as their Savior. So this is why the Freemasons are taught to do good deeds. Because they figure if they do good deeds, they can do what else they can do, all they want to. And they'll have more good deeds than you will, and they'll get to be saints. Man, they're being lied to. And the curse they receive is keeping them deceived. That's what's going on. Now, all this I'm talking about has nothing to do with religion. This is physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy, and the reality of this world lies in what I'm talking about right now. when I'm talking about Dempsey here and this Council of Foreign Relations, they're using the Islamic group, and he knows it. He knows all about it. As a false flag, chaos brings order. And what order is it? That order is a new world order. And that order, new world order, is in the Bible. It's called the Ten Kings and Daniel and the book of Revelation. Family, it's all connected. Every bit of it is connected. You see? Everything is connected. Some of us can make that connection and show you, and then you test it. Don't believe nothing I say. I want you to doubt every darn thing I say. You doubt it. I don't want you to believe none of it, but I want you to prove me wrong. I'm not out here for me. I don't sell nothing, buy nothing, except food, drink water, and gasoline. That's all I do, and electricity. I don't do none of that. I have nothing on my website. Not even a donate button. I ain't looking for nothing. I'm looking to give you the truth, and I can do it. I've been places. I've seen things. I know stuff. But don't believe me. You trust it yourself. I mean, do it. Test it yourself. Find out yourself. You become an expert. You become your own knowledgeable person. You don't get it in church anymore. And it's planned that way. Now, I got a double dose today. Well, triple dose when I count something else. But nevertheless, I got a Winston-Salem Journal paper here. And boy, that thing fired me up. Because on page A13, well, anyway, at the top up here is old Dempsey. We will act if Islamic group threatens the United States. What a liar. He already knows all about it. They're all part of the Council of Foreign Relations. They all know because the CIA controls the Islamic group. It's called a false flag. But then down below it really torqued my jaw. At Fort Lee, Virginia, an enraged soldier barricaded herself in a building at a Virginia Army base, threw objects around the office, and then fatally shot herself in the head Monday. That was yesterday, as law enforcement officers tried to negotiate with her. The soldier, who has not been identified, was pronounced dead after being taken to Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center, according to a news release issued at Fort Lee. Well, somewhere in the United States, 25 other soldiers, Marines, died today from their own hand. And you know the shooting is the fourth act at a Virginia military installation this year? Because in March, a civilian truck driver shot and killed a sailor aboard a Navy destroyer at Naval Station Norfolk before he was shot and killed by Navy security. In June, authorities said a sailor repeatedly stabbed another one near Navy Medical Center at Portsmouth, placed on lockdown in April. How come the others aren't reported too? Why is this one on page A13 with page just a whole write-up? And they had, what's this now, Tuesday? So 40 veterans kill themselves in the past 48 hours. And we get one report. What's going on? What's happening? Family, our government lies because they work for the Vatican. The Vatican works for the Illuminati. What Illuminati? Christian identity? Get out of my way. You're Italian. Roman. Not Jews. You have Jews involved. You got Irish involved. You got Scottish involved. I'm Scotch-Irish. I'll tell you right off the get-go. It don't matter to me. I don't have any allegiance to Irish and Scottish. My allegiance is to Jesus Christ. Not even the United States. I'm not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Because we're a corporation. We're not even a country. Never have been. I will tell you if I'm in a group and there's a whole bunch of people there and they're all saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I'll sneak my hand up there on my chest, and I'll make my lips move up and down, but I'm not going to say allegiance to a corporation. We've been lied to. You got to understand what you're really dealing with. Now, somebody asked me, I'll tell them in a heartbeat. But some of these people that are good people are quote-unquote patriots and all that sort of thing we're taught in school and all this. They can't understand this. I know that I understand the reason why. It actually has a lot to do with alchemy. We've been put under, well, I'm not going to go there yet. Let me put it like this. Why do you think the tribulations are going to happen where they are? To snap you out of it. To snap people out of this. To the reality of this new world order, this world government that works in concert with each other. And why do you think they take blood oaths at the highest level? To keep this secret. To filter down what they want you to hear. To set up the wars, write the history, convolute it, and taught in school. And this is exactly what's going on today. Well, I got quotes. Everything I tell you, I have seen it, read it, vetted out the sources to an nth degree. Now, I'm tired of being lied to, and I ain't afraid of these people. You know? Can they kill you? Sure they can. So what? I ain't afraid of death. If I was afraid of death, I wouldn't have joined the Marine Corps in the first place. Of course, that was a different reason back then. I joined to fight because I wanted to fight. Fighting is an adrenaline rush. But I had no idea the enemies were set up as we were set up, like two pit bull dogs. Those pit bull dogs don't hate each other. But this bad neighbor over here trains his dog to kill using kittens and puppies. And this neighbor over here trains his dog to kill using kittens and puppies. Other dogs are victims. And then they go to the fight at night, and they make those two dogs fight each other. They make money off of it. Now, there's not one lick of difference between that and the Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Club of Rome, Gorbachev Foundation. You get the point? United Nations, bunch of liars, cheaters, and scumbags. I'm getting fired up. You see, that is what's really going on today. And you know what? These are nothing more than slaves of a supernatural realm. I give them names too. Amoria, Saint Germain, Sanan de Manuel, Dajwaku. Who talked to them? Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Anna Bissett, Benjamin Cram. Now you get the idea how this is all connected to the New Age movement? And the Vatican's right in the middle of it too. So is religion. Jesus Christ is not about religion. Education, 1930, a humanist, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. When that bell rings, now for a dog, if he's Pavlov's dog, the bell rings, you start salivating, don't you? Where's my food? The bell rings, I want my food, right? That's what the dog says. Well, since the humanists control our education system, since when? 1908? They know what they're doing. Because every time that bell rings, you getting up and moving. They went from a one-room schoolhouse, just teaching you garbage back in the day, to then changing classes. The bell rings, you get up and move. So now you start watching that darn bell, right? And you know about 5 to 10 minutes till you get ready to go. So the teacher's, in conclusion, we're going to tell you, we're in the conclusion tomorrow. While she's talking, you're already starting to put your books together. You are conditioned big time. And the history books are full of baloney. Just a little research I've done over the past 6 years. A little research. I could destroy those history books, tear them to pieces. The lies that they have in those history books. That's why they don't use them anymore. They have handouts, don't they? In 1920s, 1930s, and you can find this. Look for it today if you want to or don't, whatever. By 1943, listen to me now. Listen now. Well, if you're on the broadcast, you are listening, aren't you? if you're still sticking around. But everything I tell you, I can support with evidence. You can do it right now if you want to. In the 1920s, 1930s, our government, our colonial government, working with the Vatican, knew by 1940s we were going to be into a new world order. FDR, the lion murdering church, and the Vatican, and the Japanese elite. They planned Pearl Harbor in 1920. Oh, I got quotes here about a dictatorship that FDR was going to plan with his own words. March 4th, 1939. That's a fact now. A different FDR than what you're told in history, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. Now, so they knew. They knew when FDR was working under Woodrow Wilson during the First World War, FDR, knowing he's going to be president later, he was Assistant Secretary of the Navy, and he was very upset over America's slowness in entering World War I. He was always in conflict with Secretary of the Navy Joseph Daniels. I got quotes here. And to get us in the war and get Europe in the war, Churchill and J.P. Morgan set up the Lusitania, May the 7th, 1915, to murder all those aboard to get us into a war by design. That's a fact. Well, did you know that Churchill, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and Queen Elizabeth II were all second cousins? Did you know that Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip? That's true. That's fact. So here's the point. Above and beyond what America knew, or Britain or France or Germany even, that we were going to a new world order by 1943. So they needed these false flags to set up the conditions necessary to bring us to that effort, to that ending point. Wars are never won. They're just continued. Now you see what I'm talking about here? How this is so planned out? The evidence is there. All you got to do is find it. Now, this is kind of hard for some people to take because it makes your mind kind of swim. Mine swims sometimes, but I'm able to deal with it because I have I feel led to talk about it, and I've given the opportunity to you by the network that I've acquired over, some people know how, but by circumstances. I've been put in places in Kosovo. I was there 5 years, Saudi Arabia for 4, under extreme conditions, and also the Congo, State Department projects. So I'm not just talking from a side chair. I'm not a Sunday morning quarterback either. I've been in the middle of it. I've been working in the shadows ever since. And I didn't realize why until I was in the Congo in 2006. I started seeing the whole picture. It blew me away how so controlled this really is on this earth. That's why I started learning about this Illuminati. I've been learning it ever since. Understand what I'm saying? I've been learning it ever since. I learn something every single day, something new. Now, what's the purpose of this? It's to know how to dissect it, to know what to pray against, to know what not to attend, to know what not to watch, to know what to warn people to stay away from. That's why. Like we should be teaching our kids. Well, I'm guilty of not doing that. I have a sordid life myself, but I've been there. I've never, you know, went to church and all that sort of thing, and then stopped going to church and all kinds of other stuff. Never been in drugs, but had my own little sins, you might say, that caused me problems along the way. Who hasn't? But little and little, God has been showing me. I'm going to tell you some of the secrets. And all I'm doing is passing it on. And hopefully the right people will hear and will stay away from these things I'm talking about. Family, it's important because eternity is coming upon us. Some people, it comes sooner. It's called dying. You are going to die someday, but the physical death is temporary too, by the way. How do they keep you distracted? Well, I'm going to talk about some points here. Proofs of a Conspiracy has been my title today. That's been my title. And I intend on giving it to you. And again, you need to follow up on it, if you'd like. What to tell your kids. What to tell them to stay away from. And they're going to come after your kids, if you don't know that already, with the International Rights of the Child Treaty. Convention on the Rights of the Child. Sounds good, don't it? That's how they do it. It's designed to take your kids away from you. Oregon, they're working on a plan they've been working on since 1994 to allow your children that's disabled, that's how they're going to start off with, to euthanize themselves because they're tired of or they don't like living that way any longer. And you can't stop it. But it's not going to stop there. That's the main point. They're going to go on to other issues. Those kids with ADHD, which doesn't exist in the first place, is a scam. And they're being given by these Freemason psychiatrists, the psychotropic drugs allows a breakdown of their consciousness and control, thereby allowing them to be possessed, whether they go to church or not. So that demonic entities can lead them to suicide. Family already got suicides going on because of the Ouija board. It's real. Those symbols affect the frequency vibration and alchemy, allowing possession. When you enter a Freemason's lodge, when you enter a tattoo shop, when you enter a place that is demonically possessed, you're given permission for those demons to operate, those demons to come inside you or demonize you more. It is physics, psychology, it is chemistry, biology, it's principles that they've identified, the supernatural realm has identified and applied numbers, formulas, signs and symbols to be able to manipulate it. That's what all that's about. By you giving permission, that's the key. The mark of the beast, the mark on Cain. Family, we've always been thinking that that mark, because we're physical beings, is some kind of physical mark. But I got to thinking, I'm not going to talk about it in detail right now, but I'm going to give you a heads up. This so-called mark on Cain back in the day, and all of Cain's descendants in the millions, 1,500 years of development between Adam and Eve and the ark, the flood, was 1,550 years. all of Cain's descendants in that time at the flood were destroyed. There's cult groups out there say no, they have no basis of their claim. Well, here's the point. When Cain killed Abel, as was told to Moses by God himself when he wrote Genesis, when Cain killed Abel, Cain was weak, Cain was angry, Cain was jealous, prideful, opened up a portal allowing demonic possession. Cain was a weak link. Cain was not the product or offspring of Satan and Eve. That's what Christian identity believe. I've talked about that before. It absolutely is not true. They use Genesis 4, verse 1. They misread it, misrepresent it, and so forth. But anyway, Cain was the weak link. Satan found him the weak link. Found him jealous, found him angry because God accepted Abel's sacrifice but not Cain's. All Cain had to do was follow instructions and give Abel some of his works, some of his fruits and his vegetables or whatever for a lamb, for him sacrificed in the proper way. That's all it took. Cain toiled the field, so he gives Abel some of his stuff. Now give me a lamb, because that's what Cain did, Abel did, you see. He didn't do that. I worked here, I'll do it my own way. Does that sound familiar? And I'm not talking Burger King. You want to have it your own way. Well, God's told us. Blood sacrifice. And then when Jesus Christ said, it is finished, it was through Jesus Christ, no longer blood sacrifice. Jesus is the way and the only way. This is how it works. But Cain said no. Cain murdered Abel. The blood went in the ground. God knew, of course. He knew it was coming, but he had to give you fair free will. To love unconditionally, you must have free will. Otherwise, you're a robot. Does having a mark of the beast and, my manipulation sound like a robot? Sure does. Does God want that? Sure don't. Free will he gave us. He knew what was going to happen. So he put a mark on Cain. Now what we think of a mark is a physical mark. Christian identity, others think that they made Cain black, that they put a mark on his forehead or something. They come up with all kinds of nonsense to mark Cain. Who says it's a physical mark? A mark on the soul will show through the eyes. A mark on the soul, Satan will see. You might sense it, but you won't see the mark on the soul. But you're a sense that this person is, there's a problem here. Why? Well, I just don't, that's the mark you sense. The seed of Satan is on that person because you sense that mark that you don't see. Same as the mark of the beast. Except with the actual mark, the tattoo, digital tattoo, as Satan making it manifest in the flesh. But the mark of the beast on the forehead is a supernatural soul mark of doing the works of the devil. The mark on the hand, I'm sorry, allegiance to the devil. The mark on the hand is supernatural. The mark of doing the work of the devil. You can't see it, but you're doing it. So Satan knows the mark of God when someone becomes born again or going to be born again, because God knows the end from the beginning. He knows who's going to accept him, who don't. He's going to put a mark on the soul of that person. That's mine. But that person has got to repent of sins. That's why it's so hard for you to do this, because Satan says, I see that mark. I'm going to do everything I can to stop that person from receiving the Holy Spirit. Because I see the mark on that person. Go get him. That's called being demonized. Because they see that mark. They'll do everything in their power to keep you from receiving the Holy Spirit. Because then he starts losing control. And when you become not required, but by obedience, baptism, by obedience. Doesn't require baptism, but when you obey him by obedience, by being baptized in water, immersion, not sprinkle a little water. If you want sprinkling, go take a shower. It's about the same thing. Being immersed in it fully and brought out in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's an act of obedience, gets you further away from Satan and his influence. When you do good deeds, as after born again, fruits of the Spirit, gets further away from Satan. He starts losing control. He starts losing that ability to demonize you as you do good works after you're born again. Not before, but after. That's why baptism before is never going to work. That's why doing good works before doesn't work. You must acknowledge your sin and become born again. Where's this word coming from? But let me tell you, that's what's required. But the more obedient you are, the further away you get from Satan. Now, I'm not going to explain it fully right now because I haven't. But that's what's going on today. He sees that mark which is supernatural. Except when he has control, total control, he's going to take out all of his Freemasons and take their soul so they won't have an opportunity. They will not have the opportunity to change over. That's why he kills you after he uses you to make sure that Holy Spirit don't pull you away from him. That's where deathbed confessions come from. God knows your time is coming, so he lets you see. He lets that Holy Spirit come into you to convict you. That's why a deathbed confession. That's why when they've done their act of evil, God's forgiven you, but you must repent of that and acknowledge it. Satan, this is a game going on. There's no way around it. Satan tries to keep you from it. That's why these movie stars sign their name in blood to Satan. They die at 27, 28 years old. This is why they suicide themselves. Satan caused it to happen before he loses them. Now you all understand what's going on? How the Ouija board keeps you away from it? How the tarot cards, fortunes, horoscopes, wealth, drugs, I mean everything. Everything. In the days of the flood, before the flood, the fallen angels, the Nephilim, there were giants in those days. That was the children of the fallen angels. Abominations they were. But they were children of the fallen angels. So what in essence happened? The fallen angels had to watch their children die in the flood. They had to watch their kingdom be destroyed by God. Don't you think that ticked them off? Sure did. So after the flood was over and eight people emerged, Satan swore vengeance against God. That's exactly what's going on today. I'm not giving you a fallacy. I'm not giving you some kind of a fantasy. I'm telling you exactly what's going on today. And how is Satan doing it? What I said yesterday, sex, racism, feminism, war, food, disease, drugs, education, politics, harmony, beauty, and the arts, science, TV, computers, cars, atomic energy, money, finances, philosophy, religion, bloodletting, the Red Cross. Red Cross was formed by the Rothschilds. Red Cross, oh, if you knew what they were for. Red Cross was formed by the Rothschilds. Red Cross was. Find that DNA. Collect that blood. Oh, that's a program right there. Socialism, Nazism, fascism, communism, Marxism, hell, probably rheumatism, family. I've got details for all these. I'm not just pulling these out of the air. Details. How they do it. You know, I talked about a few yesterday. They found the 21 goals of the Illuminati and committed the 300. That's Illuminati. Nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels and Lucifer, Satan. Lucifer, in Hebrew, is Hillel, the light bringer. The King James is correct. The only word they could use, Hillel, in Hebrew, was Latin, Lucifer, the light bringer. Not the morning star. And when Lucifer, the name of Satan, when Lucifer, the name of the archangel in heaven that could only enter the throne room of God with the nine stones on his body, to receive the praises of the nine orders of angels outside the throne room, his stones, the nine stones on Satan's, Lucifer's body, would absorb the frequencies of all nine orders of angels. He would go into the throne room and then open up. I don't know how that worked in the supernatural, but this is how it worked otherwise. He'd open up and let the praises of all the nine orders of angels come out of the nine stones to praise God. Because each stone had a different frequency for a different level of angel. Nine orders of angels. Each one had a different frequency. Because that's their ranking structure. You see how that worked in heaven? He's kind of like the first MP3 player. Anyway, so that was a powerful position. That's where he got the pride from. I will ascend above the Most High. Isaiah 14:12. His pride got to him. Pride goes before the fall. He rebelled against God. Now you know how that worked. The third of the angels in heaven said, yeah, we're with him. He fooled them too. He lied. Like he's lying to the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and the Illuminati. He's lying to them too. He lost. Got his supernatural honey butt kicked out of heaven. God created the second heaven, opened up the waters in heaven, and made the physical universe that they live in today. The second heaven, which is between the first heaven, earth, and the third heaven, where God resides, separated by water. Hello. The only way they can enter this world is by physical manifestation. That's where alchemy comes in. Sacrifice, pain, death, war, celebration, ritual. Now you see how witchcraft works? They absorb that energy, that worship is powerful when done in their name. It gives them power so they can manifest. Let me put it to you in better words. At the UN, they have a chair specifically to manifest Sanat Kumara, which is Satan. Other fallen angels can take either chelas or avatars and channel their orders through that human being in three different ways. That's how they do it. That's where the plans of the Illuminati come from. I brought it to you round circle. Now it's manifested on our plane and our level. How are they doing it to us? I talked about the first four of the 21 goals of the Illuminati. Number five was to bring about an end to all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated electric power in what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society. Now, accepted are the computer and service industries. That's where you got your computers from. You see, demons, unlike what these movies show you, demons are really nothing more than 1,000 points of light. They're like little points of light. They have no substance to them, no materialism. That's why a legion of them can be inside a person. Because they have no molecules of substance. They're like light, specks of light. Fallen angels are these orbs. You say, well, saw an orb coming, a green, orange orb. That's a fallen angel from the second level. Now, so the computers have crystals in them. So those diamonds. Amethyst. The crystal skulls. Y'all getting the idea here? of how alchemy really works. They can inhabit animals, objects, or people. They can travel optic wire, copper wire specifically, because they're energy. Copper. Look up the background, cult background of the Washington Memorial. That'll be a shocker for you. In 1993, is a fact that through the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA, that was setting up the North American Union, put an end to all industrialization and production of nuclear-generated electric power. Now you know why the Rockefellers want to control coal industry, the oil, so they could destroy it in the time they needed to bring about algae, the algae farms that's coming, supposedly. Free electricity that Tesla was coming up with, because he was channeled. They had to get that put away. Well, I got a plan right here. 40 steps to it, of their own plan. I'm going to read it to you. Not the whole plan yet, but you'll find this kind of interesting. Because number 30 of the plan that they sold us, a bill of goods, our ancestors, they had a 40-step plan that came through a Tibetan channeler from the fallen angels. Immediate goals of the plan to uplift the earth to heaven, they called, their divine will of evil, summarized in the following points. There's 40 points. I want to give you number 30. Listen to this. Quote, to use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Really? Well, pray tell, why in their goals later to bring about the end of all industrialization and production of nuclear-generated electric power, what they call a post-industrial zero-growth society? Hey, you scientists, and you Joint Chief of Staff, you've been fooled, man. They're lying to you. You so-called time travelers, you don't have any. These are demons. These are fallen angels that's lying to you. As a matter of fact, Swedenborg, 18th century theologian of sort, confirms it. Y'all better do your history if you're so-called generals and have high IQs and big old colleges you go to. You're kind of dumb. Because y'all been taken for fools. You better check into it. Because right here, they have a counterpoint on Signs of Christ, which is an Illuminati book. Illuminati Publishers, I got a copy of it. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. 1977, a major year of change in America, 1977. And there's the 40 points on page 299. Number 30, they must have lied to y'all. Here's where Global 2000 comes in. Number 6, to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs and make pornography an art form which will be widely accepted and eventually become quite commonplace. Did y'all get that? That means what they got to do is work on the next generation that began in 1960. Free love, baby. Love the one you're with. I can't sing the song, but you know what I'm talking about. It's all in the music. That's what it channeled. The music is frequency vibration. The music, rock and roll, it opens up both sides of your brain. So you're sitting there grooving with the music. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Come here, baby. Let's dance. Ooh, hey. Well, in the meantime, those words are coming into your brain. You're being programmed like a computer. How about the rap? How about the heavy metal? You all getting the point yet? Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. I'll be doing this all week. I'm going to break open every egg I can, man. Every cotton picking egg. I'm going to try to open up all week long. Because I got a handle on this recently. More so than I have ever before. And it's coming fast as it can. I'm not the only one. But right here is something. I played this before. Regular listeners, bear with me. But I need to play this right now. This is actually an MTV VMA awards session. Now tell me if you find this a little bit one-sided or not. Chuckle, chuckle. Jack Black.
That's good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and, of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now, listen. Since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal. 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 All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How was that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
Need I say any more? How serious do you think that is? There's several thousand of these singers, entertainers, at that VMA Awards. Now, do you think that influences your kids at all? Or you? Or us in the 1960s and 1970s? When Tavistock... Behavioral think tank in England set up the rock and roll in the 1950s. Did you know that Elvis Presley was a Hindu? Did you know that the Beatles were taken in by Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, trained at Tavistock under the lie that they were found in a smoky little tavern and they were just amazing and they brought them in? They were trained in Tavistock. From then on, the Fifth Dimension, Pink Floyd... Oh, I know what y'all saying. Mostly saying, who in the world's Pink Floyd? Jethro Tull, all these guys, all the songs, even country music. About drinking, messing around. They got my wife, they got my grandmother, and we're coming back town just looking for another. And I got drunk that night, killed my dog, and you got the point. No, I'm not going to go on. America's Got Talent. You all see how this really works? This is how Satan keeps us divided and away, tied up, all the way up to the highest level of government and your royal families, right down to the streets and gutter, everything in between. Now, some of you may not be able to take much more of my broadcasting because I'm dead serious about this, and you probably want some kind of laid-back, setting back, and whatever, kind of, what do you want to hear about? Okay, well, we can do that. We can do that if you want. I can sit here and talk to you about, oh, well, looky here, what I found. Energy drink issue explained. Now, where'd that come from? You know, you've all seen these television commercials for energy drinks. Many more of them are very accurate. They talk about the 3 o'clock in the afternoon dip in energy. Yeah. Or the days when you just can't get your regular get-up-and-going gear. Like an 80-year-old man says, my get-up is got up and gone. And the thing about it, many of these beverages, they're simply a blend of unhealthy sugar, caffeine, chemicals, and horrible stimulants. Now, let's go back to what Satan did. I'm not being corny. I'm telling you what they did. 1860s. You had Coca-Cola. Did you not? You know what Coca-Cola's jingle was? Oh, I forgot to tell you something. Ooh, I just remembered. The jingle for Coca-Cola was, it relieves fatigue. But there's a little rub to it. The rub was, they put cocaine in the Coca-Cola. I imagine it did relieve fatigue, huh? It kind of got you a little bit on the, what's the word I want to lose right now? Addicted side. They did that for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, didn't they? They got every generation addicted to Coca-Cola. I want my Coca-Cola, man, and we'll relieve fatigue. Then somewhere in the 70s and 80s, they changed the formula. I got to have my kick up and get up and go. But the kick up and get up and go is just gone and went because the Coca-Cola don't taste the same anymore. Got addicted to it, didn't you? Those that got into it. Man, I've seen families in Mount Airy here. They got kids, three or four kids run around. This is typical. And young couples, man, they come out with 15 or 20 Dr. Pepper liter bottles of these things for their kids. I ain't talking two or three here. I'm talking literally 8, 10, or 12, or 15 liter one liter bottles. I'm like, whoa, what, you got a party? No, this is for us a week. Huh? Oh, whoa. They have no idea. Pepsi Cola. Lawsuit. Several years ago. The substance in it that gave you artificial flavor for diet Pepsi had aborted fetal material in it. A form of cannibalism. Look it up. Hey, I'm not going over the edge here. The lawsuit. It happened. Because they found fetal material, aborted baby material, in the Diet Pepsi. Would that tick some people off? Look up McDonald's. What's in their hamburgers? Satan. You know, McDonald's is an Illuminati family, like Disney was. Anyway, these energy drinks, you know, the Monster drink and the Rock energy drink, Rook or Rock, whatever it is. The Monster drink has those three scratch marks on it. You know what they ain't telling you? Did you know that one of those scratch marks with a little, like a tiny, tiny little T, and then it comes down like a scratch, like a fingernail scratch? That's a Hebrew Jew script for the number 6. So if I got three of them, I got myself in Hebrew 666. Oh, imagine that, huh? And you know, in the Rock energy drink, they got the satanic Baphomet, like the East of Star logo, with a star pointing down, as on the drink. Red Bull. And this other one is like a CNI. It's got 3 points for the Trinity family. It's all on the cans. The symbols are on the cans. That's why you got to know these symbols. Consumer studies have shown that people actually experience a deeper crash after using these drinks, that they can actually impair performance during workouts and exercise. And you know, there's studies that reveal that there's some serious cardiological disruptions that occur in a healthy and the not so healthy when they use traditional energy drinks before and after a workout. And these compounds in these energy drinks interact with caffeine, which causes problems in cardiac blood vessels and prevents people from opening and performing as they should, because it causes a crash, leads to everything from fatigue, dizziness, and serious health problems. What were those areas I mentioned again? Y'all remember? Sex, racism, feminism, war, food, drugs, GMO, to change DNA. And they even have the symbols on it. They got the signature on the drinks. Isa Star, you got your logo on one of the drinks. Isa Star, your logo, no matter what's on it, on the front of your logo, is a satanic Baphomet that you don't know. Sleep well tonight. I'm trying to warn people. Get away from these people. Get away from these things. Look it up. It's already killed children already, these energy drinks. It's caused heart attacks on several. Do the research on it. So now, why does that affect you? Why am I talking about this now? Because when your kid is playing football and he's coming home with an energy drink, would you not tell him tonight, honey, I wish you would drink that? I got something else for you. And then you look up the study. You show it to him. These are solutions I'm trying to give people. These are solutions you take. It's all free, too. But all you got to do is find out what your kid's doing. You got to find out what they're and train them. Take away the training and lying and nonsense they get at school. Tonight, you go in, take energy drinks, put in death by energy drinks or death by heart attack from children, kids. You'll find it there. I mentioned yesterday about DHS releasing convicted killers in American streets. Family, this goes back to Hitler. It's not just Obama. It goes back to Billy Bob Clinton to make a national police force. Where do you think he's going to get a national police force from? Anybody ever ask that question? Ever ask that question at all? National police force. How do you think he's going to get to people? Being that he is, in fact, a Luciferian, like his partner Buchanan and the rest of those wax heads. Where do you think they're going to get the bodies, 185,000, 200,000 bodies, to be a national police force? I'll tell you where. From prisons. They've already started the training in 2006. Training felons in the Christian Identity Program, ADL, Briefsom, Blackwater, college educated, protected in prison, trained, microchipped, and let out in the public. Why? Because they have a budget problem. So we got to let them loose. Legalize marijuana. Prevent cancer. After they produce the cancer in the laboratory, sure. So they release them. Because they're put in jail because of marijuana possession. So they don't keep them in prison anymore. You're going to see a rise in calling to stop the death penalty is going to start happening. Watch it. It's coming. This is all part of the New Age movement. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So you New Agers out there that sit around a campfire and cook marshmallows and dance in the bushes naked? Yeah. And when you go to WESOC festivals and you dance around flowers and you do all this, that, and the other and stuff. And you go to the Burning Man ceremonies. Y'all just doing marshmallows and whatever else. Well, what you don't know is that logo, "Do as I will to the whole of the law," goes for everybody. Yeah. And when I mean everybody, and they close the prisons down, and it will happen, and they stop the death penalty, and all that sort of thing, there's no more punishment, there's no more incarceration for rape, murder, whatever, we're going to close them down. They're going to be let out in the public there, fellas, ladies. You didn't count on that now, did you? You see what they're getting ready to do. That microchip will then put people in their place. Oh, they got plans you would not believe. But so does God, because he already knows what they're going to do before they do it. He knows. You know already something that the Illuminati don't even know. I don't care who they are or what classification of they have. You know something they don't know. And that's their end. It's going to happen. But you don't want to wish anybody to go to hell. Nobody. People don't realize how bad that is, even for the bad people, the murderers, the rapists, the family. People don't realize how bad hell it really is. You don't know. And for an eternity, it's unfathomable in the human mind. That's why Jesus Christ came down to die on the cross for our sins. So we would have a way that we wouldn't have to go there. All he wants us to do is live righteous. To stop the lying, stop the cheating. Lord knows I've done my share. And every day for me it's a battle. God put me in a place where it's almost impossible to mount air. But anyway, he knew I was a rascal. I've been a rascal most of my life, but I became born again. It changed me. I talk about some of this on the Bible, a lot of it actually on the Bible studies, but fam, this is what's really going on today. It's not a game of golf. It's not you got to go to work tomorrow. Family, all that's secondary. All that's just keep you busy. But now to get back to what we're talking about, DHS, right here it is, August 24th. They're releasing convicted killers on American streets. Family, they're going to use these people. This has been planned all along. That's my point. World-renowned faith healer message, America shall be saved. Why? What we've done, we've got to repent for it. We haven't done it. Well, not only that, we've got 19 states that's lifted the ban on homosexual marriage. When the laws go against God, God is going to judge that country or that whatever culture. You got these Richard Bonnke, edges toward the stage, anticipation of the thundering arena swelling, and a crowd of thousands have been told of his decade of preaching in Africa, the tens of millions of souls he's saved, the countless healings for which he's been a conduit, and the modern-day Lazarus he saw risen. The floor is vibrating, the air is filled with fog, sleek videos, and flashing on massive screens. It's an hour of salvation, he tells the crowd. Miami shall be saved. Florida shall be saved. America shall be saved. I guess he doesn't read the Bible, does he? A faith healer. Pentecostal. Charismatic. Pulled in a whole lot of people. Well, it reminds me of something. A little verse here. Called Matthew 7:23-27. And it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, Satan gives powers of healing to his minions because the demons cause the maladies. It's in the Bible. And they chase the demon out. The person's healed. Well, there's an agreement that even Alberto Rivera, former Jesuit, said the Catholic Church was in their exorcisms, that there is a cooperation between the demonic realm and Roman Catholic priests that do exorcisms. To give the Roman Catholic priests or the witch doctor or whoever else power, there's an agreement that when the exorcist does his thing, that that demon will come out, which gives power to that leader, as in the rainmaker. So then you praise the man and not God. You follow the religion, but not for salvation. That's the trick they're using. So that means those that prophesied in the name of God, those that cast out devils in the name of God, and those that done many wonderful works for God, it's not coming from God. The Bible says right there. He says, I'll profess to them, I never knew you. So you know that God did not give them that ability. He wouldn't, knowing what they were going to do with it, he wouldn't bless them with that ability. So it comes from Satan. Do what you will with it, but that's what's going on. Just because they say, Lord, Lord, God, God, and they got 10,000 people out there praising them. Praising who? Praising God or praising the man? He says America's going to be saved. Why would God do that when there's judgment coming on the world? And we've had slaves in this country since 17th century and never repented for it ever and doing more. We're the cause of many wars as led by the Jesuits. Why would God save America? Can anybody answer me that question? And where our capital is the occult capital in the United States. Our leaders are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Oops. Uh-oh. Something's not matching here. Y'all seek Jesus and do it fast. I have to be realistic about this. And even though I may not be the most popular person in the world, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking to increase numbers. I'm looking to tell the truth. It's the only thing I'm doing. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's virtually every church today. When you go in that church and you got these screams out there, the rock and roll music, man, I'm turning around, I'm heading back the other direction. Because they all are the same. Notice that. Man, some of them I went to, was going to, in Georgia when I lived there, about 4, 5, 6 years ago. Man, you didn't have to go into the area where the preacher was going to talk or whatever it was. I could stay out in the into the lobby and get coffee at a quasi coffee shop, and I could watch him on the screen on TV in the lounge chair, just sit back and drink my coffee, sit there and flirt and carry on, do all whatever, this, that, and the other, while he's preaching out there in the front. I don't even have to go inside, I just watch him on the TV. Now, that's real personable, isn't it? Well, I get saved like that. Yeah. If there's a spring in the chair and launches me forward, maybe. That's about it. John 1, verse 12. But as many had received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But as John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That verse cancels out the Sethite theory that the sons of God of the Old Testament were the sons of Seth. There's a difference there. The sons of God in the Old Testament are the fallen angels in your Bible. Then it tells the sons of God took the daughters of men and created giants. They were the Nephilim. They were the reason the flood happened. So they say the sons of God in the New Testament. Mm-mm. Because Jesus is the difference. Like John 1:12 says. Jesus wasn't able to receive them then. But received by them. It didn't exist then. A Messiah was coming to free the Jews. They figured he'd come in on a white horse yielding a sword. No, he came in to die. Don't you know that if Satan, the fallen angels, had wisdom and discernment, they would never have had crucified Jesus? They wouldn't try to kill him as Herod did? The crucifixion was what killed. That was the undoing of Satan. He does not have future knowledge or wisdom or discernment. Don't let him placate your family. They're trying right now to build a division using racism. That article came out called, quote, "White Privilege: An Insidious Virus That's Eating America From Within." So you got to write these articles to show you how much division there is. So you come together, which that would be a good thing, but under their conditions. Oh, this is a sweet one here. Crows, you know, cock, 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 cock. Crows, birds. Crows are more capable of learning than human 6-year-olds study fine. Well, wouldn't you want to be in the next evolution of man? Dedicate your child to the coming new age so he'll be better than a crow. They come up with all these articles. These are not from tabloids either. Florida law restricts abortions. GOP targets birth control and eugenics and overpopulation. That ALS watered down ice bucket challenge. Oh, people knew the full extent of that ice bucket challenge. If you knew the full extent of it. A mocking of baptism, but it's way more than that. Let's say they gain, besides the occult purposes and reasoning of the alchemy of the watered down, done by Gaga, and she got involved in it, Bill Gates, the murderer with the vaccines and all these others. Why would they get involved in it if it's of God or if it's a good thing? It's a ritual. It is a satanic ritual. However, the money they gained, $32 million plus, they'll never use for helping disease. You see, to do the research requires abortions and taking the fetal material for stem cell research. They'd tell you that. It's also used for eugenics, transhumanism, how to increase the longevity of the body. Not you, for the elite. That's what they're going to use the money for. The money will never be used for ALS. Now, here comes something that got my attention. Also, is an article that was sent to me that studies the Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, is massive among the Gulf War vets. Family came, they put it in the vaccines on purpose. In 1952-53, CDC confirms that up to 90 million Americans may have received a polio vaccine that purposely had cancer cells in it. Look it up. Oh, I can just go on and on about it. In December 2001, Donnelly and this guy here, this as part of the article, preliminary research findings persuaded Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principe, whatever, the ALS was a service-connected disease in Gulf War veterans. The VA began providing benefits to those affected. That's a smoking gun. Why would it be provided unless it was part of that operation? They put it there. ACLU files lawsuit over botched Oklahoma execution. There you go. ACLU is a member of Tavistock, created by the Vatican. You see how this affects you on an everyday basis? Here's another article. Absolute proof that foreign troops in America for war on the patriots. Unquote. Quote. Article. How Satanists are testing the limits of religious freedom in Oklahoma. Unquote. A suspended St. Louis police officer said, and I quote, "I'm into diversity. I'll kill everybody." And what cop's going to say that? A cop that's a former felon or told to say it. Now you got it. A superintendent of schools is having the children, the kids, bend over for a butt check. That's embarrassing, isn't it? Demeaning the child. I think we ought to get to sign the International Rights of the Child Treaty, don't you? No. They need these reports to support it. Two rallies, one racial divide over the Ferguson shooting. Family, it's just coming down. I keep these articles. Puerto Ricans flock to U.S. mainland on island crisis worsens. You had an Elmendorf police chief murdered, killed in confrontation with a suspect, ambushed in Texas. I keep track of these articles to show me what they're up to. Because they got to print what they're doing before they do it. Remember I told you that stars and singers and dancers, songwriters and all that are there to, when they come out public, when they finally got your trust because they're in movies and all this, then the real purpose they use them for governors, they use them to promote their causes. Well, right here's one. Jodie Foster. First married public appearance with wife, Alexandra Hedison. See, they come out in the public, so it's okay. That's how it's done. Chargers announcer Hank Bauer tells anti-Semitic joke on the air. Family, they just keep this coming at you like a machine gun. Boom, 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 boom. Tomorrow I'm going to cover some of the same stuff to show you how they're really doing it. To bring about depopulation of large cities, according to the trial run carried by Pol Pot regime in Cambodia. That's why they're having all the kids and families and everything run to the population centers for work. No work in little towns. Go to the big cities. Yeah. Then it comes up, depopulation of large cities. You ever heard of a corral? Family, get close to God. Tonight I'm going to talk about how to be born again. We'll talk about that tonight, how to be born again. Family, this is real. There's no escaping it. It's impossible. Jesus Christ is the only way. The King James Bible, irrefutably, is the only true word of God you're going to get on the face of this planet. There is no other. It's not about Christianity. It's not about a church. It's not about a pope or a preacher or evangelist or who some of your favorite names. And it's not about them. They got their own problems and their own sins. Some of them belong to a sinful organization. It's about you and Jesus Christ and nobody in the middle. Not even family. Now, if you want to bring your family, that's the most best thing you can do. But it's between you and your soul. Some families will be divided on this issue. Friends will leave you because you love Jesus. You're going to lose jobs because you love Jesus. I know that for a fact. Family, got to go. Time has come. Tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. How to become saved and born again. That's an easy thing to. But doing it's another story. And I'm just scratched the surface on how they're trying to keep you from it. I got a whole lot more to talk about tomorrow. I'm going to hit the ground running. All this week. Yesterday was a slow start. Won't be slow the rest of this week. Not planned on anyway. I'm going to show you exactly how they do it. So say, y'all come back now here. Y'all have a good night. And live. You live eternally through Jesus Christ. The truth will set you free. This world is controlled by Satan, as allowed by God. Satan is prince of the air. It's a supernatural world, a supernatural universe that you live in, and there is no way around it. There's not one square inch on this earth you can escape it. You're born into it. It's here. And the Bible tells you how to live through it. Become born again. But that Super Bowl is coming. That final judgment's on the way. And you, even death won't escape it. Whose side you're on? I'll be on the Creator's side if I was you. All He asks you to do is live righteous the best you can. And Holy Spirit will guide you and help you the whole way. But first you gotta find that modem. And that's becoming born again. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And for those in the Bible study. Oh, by the way, let y'all know that we're played up in High Point Radio, highpointradio.net. We appreciate them playing our broadcasts and Bible studies. We thank them for that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And it's up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And for that, we appreciate it. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. So y'all come back now here. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we'll be back on broadcast. More about what the Illuminati's doing to us and what you can do about it. Y'all have a good night. God bless now. This is the Watchman, signing off. Shining up from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.